started bringing down slow, sharing our knees on that when we have Kriya Satayra, a Kriya by rare sister's mom, when we learn the Chumash Parsha, as we're learning up what the Avodas of this man is, the Avodah Miuchedes, the Parsha is called out during the Tufa. They're teaching us what our Avodah is, what we're supposed to be working on. As Parsha's creation always falls out in the beginning of Sefiras HaOyim, what is the Indian of Sefiras HaOyim? So as I said, we want to take a little bit of time to explain what the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOyim are, and then to come back to understand the importance of creation to you. Bez Hashem, we're going to see, you want to have a new Havana in the mitzvah, that it's really not just a Dover Miyuchid, but it's the Yisoyed in life. We're going to see it together. So, Ez Hashem. As every day we count the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOyim. What are we doing in the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOyim? What's the time of the mitzvah? What's the inyan of the mitzvah? Whenever we do mitzvah, Father, we do the mitzvah, and it's mekadesh us, and meraimim us. But the more you understand the treichen in the mitzvah, avoided the mitzvah, the more te'eles you can have from the mitzvah. Because what is the te'eles? What's the point of the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOyim? As the Svarim bring down the Zohar in Parshas Emor, is Megaleh Gufalik Yisrael. He says the Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim was that Klal Yisrael were in a matzah where Lashon of the Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them goy mitzrayim goy. If you would have seen them in Mitzrayim, they acted like the Mitzrayim. They were Eidei Avodah Zarah like the Mitzrayim. They lived like the Mitzrayim. The whole day long, what were they doing? Avodah. They weren't doing Avodah Hashem, Avodah Perah. The whole day long. The whole Mahalach HaChayim, the whole Mahus in life, everything they did was mamish like the Goyim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a tremendous Matecha. It took them out from being Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Oivdei Chomer Levenim, and it changed them. It brought them to the Matzav of Kabbalah HaTorah. But it didn't happen overnight. The transformation took time. And that's what Sefiras HaOyim is about. It's continuing the transformation of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They went from being an Am that wasn't connected to Hashem to an Am that had Teres Hashem, Yishrema Teru Mitzis. Being an Am that lived was just being Isaac and Eved to Paroi to change the whole Mahus to being Eved Hashem. That change is the Avoida of Sefiras HaOyim. It's a Zman HaMesugel to be Miskadish and Meroimim from the Tumah of Golos. To lift ourselves up to Matan Torah. And what happened in Matan Torah? They were Zeicha to the Ksarim when they said Nasev Nishma. They went from being Avodim to be Zeicha to Ksarim. They went from being the lowest of the low to become the highest of the high, to be Zeicha to a Keser. That's the Yomim HaMisugolim of Sefiras HaOyim. In Parshas Kedoshim, it writes for us, how do we do this? How do we lift ourselves? How do we change ourselves? How we merayim ourselves? How are we misalik the Tumah? That's why Kedoshim is the beginning of Sefiras HaOyim Lelamed Eich Masik Sesef. As Havai, let's learn a little bit Chumash Rashi. Let's get started. Zod Rashi. That what does it mean, Kedoshim Tiyu? Zeu Prushim Min Harayis. It's teaching us that Prushis Min Harayis is what's Makadish a person. The Mokar of Rashi is a Medrash Rabbah, because right before we had the Parsha of Harayis, now it says Kedoshim Tiyu. Why was it? Nismach Lelametcha Kedoshim Tiyu is Prushim Min Harayis. Kol Geder Mi Erva Atomaita Kedusha. But over here, it's teaching us of the Baldiga Nekuda. You come to Yeshiva, and you join the Irgun Dira. Or you sign up in Mishmeres Mishmarti. You shamer yourself from a smartphone. As if you'd ask a person, did you become a Kaddish from doing that? He would say, no. I don't want to do something terrible as I avoided a problem. You walk in the street and you don't look at something that you know you can look at. That's terrible. And unfortunately, the oilam came from the airport. Yeah, for some reason, the pictures they put up in the airport in every country, especially in Israel, you got to watch your eyes. As you would think, like, okay, so I wasn't makal for myself. I didn't cause myself an issue. Over here we see in Rashi, a gevaldik yisoid. Anything you do to be magda yourself from an erva, you became kodesh. You're moisif kedusha. You're growing as a human being. When you watch yourself, when you put yourself in a matzah, I want to be in the Irgun Dira. I want to watch myself. I want to watch my eyes. I want to watch myself as a person, where I go, what I do. You are becoming an Ish Kodesh. It's something which happens. It's not like, okay, I'm going from being Ish Tameh to Ish Kodesh. No. Every time, every day, you know, where can I hang out at night? When I go back from yeshiva, as number one, like, what time do you leave the Beis Medrash at night? That's another shmooze. But okay, whose dira am I going to? Where am I going to hang out with? What do the guys talk about? Sometimes even when you go into the elevator, you have to go like this sometimes, especially if they don't know who you are and you're just talking the way they sometimes talk. Every time you're magda yourself, you're becoming kaddish. You're building yourself step by step. And that's why Sefirah Ha'omer is 49 days. Because the steps to kedusha is not like, okay, I made up, I'm a kaddish, I want to be a kaddish. It doesn't work that way. It's day after day, maisa after maisa, where you're doing kedusha. I could walk into Seder, or say it differently, I could roll into Seder, 10:15, 10:30, roll out of bed, daven at a late minyan, or I could come to Seder early. I'm being moisif kedusha. Every time I get myself out of my bed and I come to yeshiva, Torah is makadish. Everything you do to learn more Torah, you are being makadish yourself b'chayil. When you got there at 9:45, you're a different person. When you got there at 10:15, it's different. Just look at them. Yeah. They're different. It's obvious. Every hoysafer you're doing, you're being makadish, you're being meroimim, you're lifting yourself up, you're building yourself. That's the yisoid of Sefirah Ha'omer, and that's a very big nekuda. Zot, this Karmakdashim brings a very powerful Zayt. Next to this parsha, Kdashim to you, it says, Al Tifnu El Ha'alivu, Velehei Masecha Leisasa Lechem. Zot the Zoyer, Al Tifnu El Ha'alivu, is talking about Histaklus B'Noshim. Because Histaklus B'Noshim is like Avodah Zarah. It what robs people of Yiddishkeit. As if the Kedoshim to you of Prushim Barayis, it tells you, how do you do that? Al Tifnu El Ha'alivu. Loi Bichdi. We have so many people that once they get a smartphone, all their Yiddishkeit, their rots and their tshuka goes down. Someone told me they were walking on a train back from America, and they saw two people walking over to a trade store. And one of them's head was shaved. He had one of those things in his nose rings. He had tattoos over his body. And like, he's the kind of guy the person said, you look, you want to go like to the other side of the street, you know, muscles bulging all over you. Pacha padim from him. And all of a sudden, he turns to his friend and he says, Mamish a hasta yishish. What's those two to ask him? Chazir kuk goshen. The bacon looks good. Yeah. Mamish, the person almost went through the floor. Like, they're still talking in Yiddish. Mamish in the teeth in Yiddish. And nu, what's those two to ask him? Chazir. Bacon. how does such a thing happen? It's no secret, everyone knows. Like Vishnu and Halina. The Shmira, what we watch, what we're watching is not just what we see, it's what we're absorbing. It's building my Shifa, what I want in life. How careful we have to be. It's not only from pictures of women. It's pictures of all Tanuge Ilam Haza, what it does to everyone who sees it. How careful we have to be. And this is Dusha. This is what builds a person. This is what creates a person. And it's moisive to a person. Okay. It's a little bit on those in Yana. Loi Bechtin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmen, a movement of Ayimayin that just met the person over Pesach, 100,000 watchers a day. On every, and that's the standard. Good one. Yeah. That's one of the avoiders of Yiddishkeit that there are. Yeah. Okay. As thus is a mashu. Kedusha is something which is an avoda of a lifetime, step by step. However, is a very important insight. When you speak about Kedusha, people start getting nervous, they start saying that's for the Hecher Madreges, that's for the high people. Oh. As we want to see a Gevaldige insight, a Gevaldige insight which is very important for all of us. It says, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. You always speak to b'nei Yisrael. As Fred Rashi, why over here does it say Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael? Lamedcha sheparsha zu nemer b'hakim. It was a mutabik asifa of Klal Yisrael. Zoki arachayim. Because when you speak about Kedusha, a lot of people have this tendency to say, that's for the Hecher Yidden, Ryan Kanievsky, Rabbi Lee Steinemann. Rabbi Lee Steinemann, he never ate cake in his life, he never had ice cream in his life. Yeah. Hecher Yidden. But us, we, us is Daber El Kol Mene Yisrael. L'lametcha, every Yid could be Makadish, and not only could be Makadish. Every year is Mitzvah Le'Hiskadosh. Oh. As the Shaila is, so what is Kedoshim to you? What is the Yisrael HaMitzvah of Kedoshim to you, and how does it have Shaychus to us? As this is called Valdiger of Shem. Of Shem is the Akdoma to Shari Yosha. It's a Nifladika Hagdara. He says that the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is the beginning of Parashat Kedoshim. It was said to Kol Kal Adas Yisrael because it's the Yisoid of Kol HaToyra Kula. Why? And Reb Shimon says it's Lomish, Tif, Gavaldi. He says, what's the Yisoid of Kedusha? He says, you find Hekdish in two places. You find Hekdish, you Maktish a carbon. If you're in Bris, Kachin, and you find Hegdish and Kedushin, if you're in the Mir, America, Noshim, you find two Musagim of Kedusha. You find Kedusha of Kachin, and you find Kedusha of Kedushay Isha. What do both of them have in common? What's the Yisoid of both of them? He says the Yisoid of a marriage is, when you're Makadish Isha, you're being Miyachid the Isha to you. She's your wife. If the Isha is Mizana, she's Nesa Rabbila. You get married to an Isha, and she tells you, oh, there's a couple of men I really like and I want to be with. You go back to the Shatran and say, Mekach Tois. She doesn't know what a marriage is. No, I really love you. I think you're great. I love America. I love you. I love New York. I love you too. I love other people also. What's the problem? She doesn't get you. You don't know what a marriage is. A marriage is a miyuchid to you. Thus is a marriage. What's kachim? Kachim is you're taking the behema and you're miyachid it l'ashem. Therefore, if another person uses it for something else, he's mayim, because this is miyuchid l'Hashem. He says the mitzvah of kedushim tiyu zakir shimon gvaldik yisai. The mitzvah of kedushim tiyu is an idea in life. What is our shifa in life? Is our shifa in life to take for ourselves? Here I am. I want to enjoy life to the max. I want to get the most out of life. I want to live my life to the fullest, max it out. Or is the idea that I want to be mekadesh myself and use it for Hashem, Torah, and mitzvahs? That's the mitzvah of Kedushim Tiyu. It's a shifa in life, an understanding of what you're here for. And he says very interestingly, it's Sayin Bein Adam L'Makom, Sayin Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Because in Bein Adam L'Makom, it's doing for Hashem, in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it's doing for others. And then there are people that are self-centered. Their whole life is focusing to them and their desires. They don't see past their Dalet Amis. And the Dalet Amis, the first Am is Ani, the second Am is Ani, the third Am is Ani, and the fourth Am is Ani. Besides that, they don't see in the world. Like you ever have people in your middle of sleeping in your dorm room, and they walk in the middle of the night, and they're talking on the phone really loud, and they're laughing, and you're sleeping. Like, what happened? First, he doesn't realize there's someone sleeping. You say to yourself, what do you mean? I'm right there. I'm right in front of him. The guy, Pasha, doesn't see past his Dalet Amis. He doesn't see past his nose. Yeah. He, Pasha, walks in. He doesn't care. Yeah. You ever had people that talk about other people, and they wipe the floor with them? They mamish mavaza them. They put down someone else. Oh, I, the other person, if he would know what you're saying, he would go through the floor. He'd be so embarrassed. They don't care. They don't think of anyone else in the world. You ever see Yeshiva Bachur at 10 o'clock in the morning and he went to sleep late last night? He turns over, oh, I'm so tired. He turns over, I'm so tired. Does he think my chavrusa is sitting there? My chavrusa got up early and he's waiting for me? Do I think about my chavrusa? This is my life! And these guys get married, their wife is like, his tool. And then there's a life of kedushim tiyu. There's a life of living life with a higher meaning. A life for Hashem. A life for others. Living a life with values. You yachid yourself to a higher meaning than life. That's kedushim tiyu. And that's the double angle of Sfiras HaOmer. We have one angle of Sfiras HaOmer, which is the Bein Adam L'Makom. It starts off Kedushim Tiyu, to be Miskadish, to be more Tashem. And then the other Inyan of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Shemesu Talmidei Rebbe Akiva. And that's why we have Avelus in Sfiras HaOmer. But someone can think, okay, Shteyem Nizdamnu Depundi Gechad. That means two people came to the same hotel by chance, but there's no shaykhis one person to the other. Or the yisoid is one yisoid. Living life, not just thinking about yourself, not just what I need, what I want. Be very strong about it, but living life with a higher idea, being the Kaddish and the Roman life. The Mesilas Yisharim starts off his sefer, Mesilas Yisharim. Yisoid achsidis v'shoyrish ha'avoida shizbar v'yisamet, what a person is in this world. Not to be nene for himself, but to be zeicha, to do the rotzen of Hashem, v'sanik im Hashem, and to be dovid v'Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Kedusha. To be ish kodesh, to live life with a higher value. That's the mitzvah of creation to you. It's a big yisoid in life. And that's the shayush. And that's the yisoid that helps us to be mis'ana and mis'ana. It's Sfiras HaOmer. We build our understanding in life and our shif in life, and we're trying to work on living life in it with a deeper meaning, with a higher understanding. we all started this month. We left our homes. We came to yeshiva. What we come to yeshiva? We came to a yeshiva to learn, to absorb the kedusha of the Torah of the yeshiva, the kedusha of the atmosphere of the people in the yeshiva, that we should take it in and be mizraimim and build a stronger yeshiva in life. There is no place in the world which is imbued to that like Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says at the end of the parsha, of last week's parsha, he speaks about the yisrael of Eretz Yisrael, that it says Eretz Yisrael spits out people who do aveiros. Why does Eretz Yisrael spit them out? It's like vataki, means you throw up. Or sometimes you eat something that's spoiled, your stomach can't absorb it. Oh, throw it out. Eretz Yisrael can't absorb that. It shoots them out. It can't absorb it. Because Eretz Yisrael is a makom of Ashkar Shchina. It's a makom of Tveikis Hashem. It's a makom where you could be Misroimim and Mis'al on a tremendous level. There's someone that's Rebbe in MTA, which is the high school of YU, and he says that there are so many boys that get sent from MTA. They come to places like Shalavim and Bush and other places, and all of a sudden they become serious. He says, you should see how we work with them. We give shmuzin to them. And it doesn't go. They come to Eretz Yisrael, and all of a sudden they mensch out. They get into learning. They become connected. He spoke to the Rebbeim in Shalavim, in Gush, and like, Rachel, what's your secret? What do you do? Could you give me like the tips? How do I take it back? Like, what do I need to know how to get the guys? He said he went to the Rebbeim, and they really didn't have good tips for him. He couldn't figure it out. Like, what? When, like, he did all the stuff already. Like, what's the difference? The answer is one difference. They left America and they came to Eretz Yisrael. They came to a Mekum Kaddish where there's a Gidol. There's a different connection to Hashem. The Goyim, the Chafetz Chaim, and so many of our Gdolim wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they realize what Eretz Yisrael means. It's a beautiful opportunity to grow as a person, to connect Hashem on a deeper level. Not that people aren't Kaddish in America, they're Kaddishim and they're Talmid Chachamim, and there's a lot of beautiful things, but you could bring it up to the next level. That's what you came there for, to grow, to strike from Treyus Eretz Yisrael, with Avir Eretz Yisrael Machdim, from the Muslim of Eretz Yisrael, from the Sviva of Eretz Yisrael. That's what you come here to go. Unfortunately, there are many Bachrim that have no clue why they come to Eretz Yisrael. The reason why they came to Eretz Yisrael is because it's part of the system, like the seminary goes. You have to go for a year. You have to go for a year. And if not, then you ask in Shidduchim, why didn't you? Okay, you got to do it. You know, one of the things we got to do, and it's much better than we get. And they don't realize it's a tremendous opportunity to be mischayev to the core of Yiddishkeit, the mahus ha'pnimi of Yiddishkeit, which is to have a different chain, mahalach achayim, a different mabat achayim, to be mischayev and the learning in who you are. As much as these schoolers as mahalach, the spirits are in that. It's a zman ha'mesugo. You're in Eretz Yisrael, which is a Mokram HaMisugal. You're in Yeshiva, which is Misugal. So many have come, so many have shared. What is it all waiting for? It's all waiting for you to actualize it and to make it happen. That's our Avodah. As much as the situation is there for you, it's calling on you to bring it to Kaya, bring it to Maisa. And that comes from creation to you. To sit down and realize, what in the world am I here for? To eat steak and pizza, to have a nice house, to have a pool in my backyard. Someone that's looking for a house in America, he told me, I need a pool. I must have a pool in my backyard. I have to. I need it. Yeah, I guess you see so many people have. How can you have a house without a pool? It's like almost having a house without a washing machine. How could you? That's my shifa. Oh, that's my desire. Oh. Is that light? Is that my shifa? Is that, or is there a hecher life, kedushin tiyu, to stop building ourselves and seeing deeper in life, with more meaning in life, making it more meaningful, being miskadish, being miyachad ourselves to a higher kedushin. That's kedushin tiyu ki kadosh and Hashem. Fear ice with a beautiful Malbim. Zog the Malbim, what's Kedoshim to you, Ki Kaddish and Mi Hashem? There are many Pshatim, but it's already 12:03, so we're going to say one Pshat, the Malbim Pshat. Zog Chazal, if you're Mekaddish yourself, then you're Mekaddish Hashem. Frek the Malbim, what does it mean, you're Mekaddish Hashem? How could you be Mekaddish Hashem? Zog the Malbim. What is Kedushas Hashem? When Hashem does Nisim v'Nifloyis and deals with us l'maylo min ha-teva, then Hashem becomes Kaddish. He said, when we're Kedushim to you, we raise above our teva, where our guf holds us. Psayim bin Adam l'mokom, we matish ourselves to Torah. Tavidis Hashem. Psayim bin Adam l'chaveroi, we're there for others, we're good to others. As then we're Zeicha, that we're Mekadosh Hashem. Hashem is Noig with us, Me'al, way above Midas HaTeva, and we're Zeicha to Nisim and Nismois. As when we do our Ki'ilu Astep of Kedoshim to you, as we're Zeicha, Hashem deals with us, Kedoshim to you, we're Zeicha to the Skulas, the Yeshuas, the Nifadikis Yata Dishmaya, and Nisim and Nismois. Of every person in his day-to-day life, and in Klal Yisrael as a whole. As Kedoshim to you, besides being a Yisoid in Avodas Hashem, is a way of opening up Shari Shamayim, of Bracha, of Yeshua's Umayla Menateva, for every person. Because when we take the steps, as Hashem opens up the Shamayim, as the Memtes Yimei Asfira are headed, the Memtes Shari Kedusha. Every step we go into Shari Kedusha, we're opening up Shari Bracha. There are Nun Shari Bracha in Shamayim, and there are Nun Shari Kedusha, and it's not a coincidence. It goes hand in hand. Because when we take that step into Kedusha, we're opening up Bracha, the Siyata Deshmaya, Me'alu Me'eder, and everything that we need. As thus is the Parsha, what it's Mo'ayr us to do, it's Mo'ayr us to think about life. It's Zman HaMesogu, and Makam HaMesogu. Hashem should help all of us. We should make the Mapecha that we even did in Mitzrayim. It wasn't everybody. And every one of you can. To live life with a higher meaning and a deeper shifa. It should help us to mishapen, misraimen biyachad. We should say her to beautiful siyata d'shmaya in the zman, in life. And b'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha l'nisim v'nifloyis as a umma. We should be zeicha l'gu'ulais v'yeshuas.